Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today, because did you get your stimulus check? Great question. I have all the answers. So please like the video. Please hit the subscribe button. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, which I will talk about a little bit later. But I am in Laguna Beach right now, and I am walking through the Gem Streets. And it is crazy, guys. There's all this construction down here and staircases that have been destroyed. But let's get right into it. You know, stimulus checks from 2020 and 2021, people are still eligible for these. The IRS just made an announcement on November 17th. And this is crazy, guys, because if you didn't get this money, or you only got partial money, or you didn't have the dependents claimed properly, you have money coming. A lot of people, millions of people, have this money coming. Now, $931 million was set aside for stimulus, and they gave these as either a check, either a direct deposit to people's accounts, or a debit card. And the advantage to this is that a lot of people are still entitled to this. And the IRS issued this great statement, and this is really near and dear to my heart, because this is how I started my channel, was helping people get their stimulus money, helping people get grant money, and, you know, PPP loans, EIDL, all that stuff. And right now, you can file for what they call recovery rebate. So here's the thing. Even if you are not eligible, you don't think you're eligible, you should check to find out if the money, you know, if you're entitled to it, because there's a tremendous amount, and you have basically 2 years to claim this money right now. So first things first, you can file, when you file a tax return, you have for 2020, you have until May 17th, 2024. If you are concerned about the 2021 stimulus check, you have until April 15th, 2025. And the advantage to this is that the people that are entitled to this money were people that got partial refunds, people that may have had a, you know, mixed race household. Oh, my wife's not eligible for this. She is. People that weren't necessarily responsible for filing a tax return are getting this money. If you had a young child that turned 18 and was basically supposed to file a tax return, and you didn't claim them on their taxes, they could be eligible for getting this money. And grandma and grandpa could be eligible for this money also. So reach out to the IRS, read the story below about this, because it's very simple to do. Some of these people have no income. All they have to do is file what they call a zero return, which is zero money, and this is a refundable tax credit. So it's paid in one of two ways. If you make enough money and you are responsible for generally paying taxes, what you do is you get a tax, you know, you'll owe less taxes when you file this. If you are not responsible for filing a tax return, and it is, and you file this, it's just a refund. They will send you a check. So it's absolutely super cool. So there's people that are going to get this money, and I'm thrilled about this. But read the initial story below about the announcement, because there were 2 years of this, and it was a lot of money, guys. The money is still there, and there's a lot of people that didn't get all of it like they did. I had people write me and say, "I never got this money. How do I get it?" Well, they just announced it. The IRS also, people are freaked out about contacting the IRS. Don't be. They're there to help. They have a help desk. And because it's not tax season, it's actually the best time to call them. But look at the stories below and see if you're eligible. And again, do not pay anybody to help you with this. Just file it on your own. Call the IRS. And again, if somebody is eligible and they are of age, they have a Social Security number issued by the time that the return was supposed to be filed, you are eligible for this. So look into it. But there's a tremendous amount of people that are going to get this money still. So it's very exciting. I'm glad that the stimulus money is going to go out there. But there's a lot of families that didn't claim the proper number of dependents, didn't claim their spouse, thought that they weren't eligible, and they are. People that don't work, grandma, you know, that doesn't work, hasn't worked in 20 years, is supposed to get this money. So check this out, get your stimulus check, and file for it right now. It's called Recovery Rebate is what it's called, guys. Okay? So, beautiful spot. This is at the end of Ruby Street, and it's just beautiful. The beach is down here, the walkways, but take a look at that. I'm really excited about this one because, you know, we didn't know if there was any money left over, and there's a ton left over. So get it while you can, okay? Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, we are getting warnings from so many different people. The latest is Robert Kiyosaki talking about how the American economy is going to turn into a third world country. This is awful. You need to protect yourself, and he recommends one thing, gold. Contact Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431, and get the free investor guide. They have a IRA that's free for life. They have 401ks that are backed by precious metals. You have to look at what people are telling us, like Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo. They're all telling us how gold could hit $3,000 an ounce very soon. You don't want to miss out on this. Contact Patriot Gold today. Use the link below or call them. 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. But I'm not just a spokesman. I am a client of theirs. Their customer service is the best. They have been number one rated with Consumer Affairs for 7 years in a row for very good reason. Contact them today before it's too late. Here's a couple of real estate stories for you that are fantastic. Think about this. For the fifth straight month, the number of real estate transactions dropped for the fifth straight month. Oh, yeah, there's no inventory, Dan. That's the problem. Okay. Okay. This is the lowest level in 13 years. Okay? You're going to see such a huge problem with real estate right now. For a few reasons. Number one, the inventory mess is ridiculous. This interest rate thing, that's what's killing everything right now. People sit down and look at the payment, and the payments have doubled what they were just 2.5 years ago, guys. It's night and day difference. And with the price increases, nobody can afford these homes. Had a meeting today with somebody who is in the know of foreclosures with the banks. Dan, wait a year. Wait till you see what this thing looks like at Thanksgiving next year. Okay, can't wait. Now, you're going to see this absolutely get inflated. Now, another story, as far as the number of foreclosures, guys, that's what I'm talking about. So I try to do this without killing myself and falling downstairs. The next thing is, you've heard about these lawsuits with these brokerage houses that are an absolute disaster. And you have 12 New York real estate agencies that were charged with charging too much in the commissions. Oh, isn't that interesting? So Douglas Elliman, Barbara Corcoran's insurance company, her real estate company, you haven't seen this, the beginning of this yet, guys. There's going to be so many lawsuits over this because people were absolutely victimized with having to pay the buyer's agents. And that $1.8 billion case is just the beginning. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. It's a beautiful day out here. It's lovely. Okay, share your thoughts. Now Robert Kiyosaki, he just steps forward and said that the United States is turning into the poorest country in the world, and we're going to see the slums of Mumbai on our city streets. These homeless areas and these tent cities that are up there are just the beginning. You're going to see people that are not going to be able to afford to live in a home in short order, and there's nothing that's going to be able to be done about it. We're also seeing the fact that major changes are happening in business right now. Ford just scaled back their EV car line. Will Ford go bankrupt, guys? What do you guys think about this? I mean, this is such a huge blow to the EV market right now that it's unbelievable right now. You've got all these people that have invested billions of dollars. Ford's lost, what, $8 billion now on doing this? Okay, when they say this is such a blow to Joe Biden, the Joe Biden economy, okay, it's ridiculous because nobody wants to buy an $85,000 electric car that gets you from here to, you know, across the street. It's crazy. So, you know, the next thing is when you travel, travel has become horrible, okay? Right now, we're seeing airlines and the junk fees go through the roof right now. Think about this. I normally don't fly on Frontier or Spirit Airlines, but when I went to Vegas, I had to take these airlines, and it was awful, okay? Frontier charges for everything. Oh, you want to check a bag? Fee. Oh, you want to sit down? Fee. Oh, you want to drink? Fee. I mean, everything was not included in the experience. Then, when I flew back from Las Vegas, I flew on Spirit Airlines, which was god-awful, okay? It was a horrible experience for the simple fact that, hey, listen, your flight is going to be moved later. It's going to be moved to from 11 o'clock to 1:30. Okay, get here for 2 hours early because it's a holiday week. Fine, whatever. Then they move the flight up to 12:30, an hour earlier. Then we get notification that they moved it back to the 1:30. Then they sent another email. We have great news. You're going to have your original flight time. I'm like, what? What is this? Okay. So I check in at the airport, and thank God the woman, oh, my husband watches your videos. Am I too late? Am I going to pay for this? No, I said, you know, my bag is small enough that I paid for a checked bag. Can I just carry it on? No, I'd have to charge you for the carry-on. Well, I already paid for the bag. It's not how it works. So completely a mess. You have to run. So I ran through the airport like O.J. Simpson. Okay. Okay. There's a joke there. And so with that, I barely made the plane. And literally, they shut, they locked the door behind me and started to take off. So as we're doing that.
Go, Ryder, because you're nice. No.
Okay. So as they lock the door, I sit down in my seat and they say, we're sorry to announce that we have a 30-minute delay. I'm like, whatever. Now, here's the worst thing. The junk fees for airlines that now they're investigating, the airlines made $118 billion on junk fees. These criminals, these thieves that got $60 billion in junk fees, $60 billion in stimulus money from us, are now charging $118 billion for these ridiculous fees. So absolutely outrageous and absolutely criminal. Oh, I like that these people, they pushed me out of the way and they got all wet. Ah! So kind of funny. Anyways, the airlines are a scam. You've got a huge problem with airlines like Spirit. They sent me notice, hey, do you want to bid for a better seat? And I'm not kidding you. Bid for a better seat? What are you talking about? How do you bid for a better seat? We're all going the same place, right? Get me on that plane. That's all I cared about. So have you paid these junk fees? Think about it. I paid for a checked bag and then realized my bag was small and if it didn't have to be checked, well, we can't switch it now. It's non-refundable. So if I want to carry the bag on, you're going to charge me for that. Yes, we are. So criminality 101, guys, okay? Share your thoughts on this stuff. It's absolutely outrageous that they've made so much money on everything that they've done to us over the last few years. It's crazy. Yesterday I talked about how the woman got scammed from doing the wire transfer on her checking account, and it was untraceable at that point. But so many other people have sent horror stories like that where they've been cheated out of money and it's been disastrous. Okay. Now, one thing that we're also seeing right now is that some wire transfers get canceled. You have to know who you're sending money to, even if it's sending it to yourself. verify that this money is in your account. You know, Dr. Marvin sent a great story over about how you're seeing more and more people that get scammed by Zelle. Zelle is a very easy way to send people money because basically you can use a phone number or an email address, and people can scam that really easily and impersonate people that you know. Venmo, same thing. People have public Venmo files and they make it so that, you know, people can track this and see where you're sending money to, and they set up a fake account using similar names, connections, put a dash mark, things like that in it. But the one that was the worst was Steven sent me this one. In the UK, when you pay for parking, and like I had to pay for parking here, I'd use a meter and use a credit card. But when you pay for parking, they have QR codes. And what these ingenious thieves did was they went out and stuck a QR code over the sticker for the parking authority. And they did a reverse scam on this one woman where she lost 24,000 pounds, about 27 grand in US dollars. That's a lot of money, guys. But this is only getting worse. This is happening more and more and more. I'm telling you, if you get a phone call from a bank and you're not sure about it, don't answer it. Okay? Have them leave a message. Contact the bank. Call your bank. Know who you're going to contact with. Again, I've told you guys this, and this works really well. Have a certain credit card that you use for certain types of purchases. You know, only use your debit card for immediate purchases. Try not to buy things online with a debit card if you can avoid it, because it's very difficult. It's more prolonged to get your money back when you get scammed from the debit card than it is from the credit card. Make sure that you're dealing with a reputable, you know, seller, and do what you can do to check this out. Check out reviews, check out things like that, and make sure it's for real so you don't get scammed. But these parking authorities and these different places that are doing things like this, it's just a sign of the times that the criminals are getting smarter and more brazen as they do this to us. Here's a couple stories that are about the sandwich shop Subway that I haven't eaten at in years since the tuna debacle came out, Tunagate. First things first, Subway's getting an antitrust investigation into their merger and sale for $9.6 billion, saying that the company that's buying them owns other sandwich shops. And is this wrong? Subway's probably freaking out right now because, gosh, does this destroy Subway? I mean, think about it. It's like, who would you compare that place to? Okay? So, needless to say, I won't be doing commercials for them anytime soon, to say the least. But it's kind of ridiculous that it's unfair competition, that they own other sandwich shops. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. They're going to, maybe they'll get better food. You know, what are they going to change prices? And it's ridiculous. Here's the best Subway story. A Georgia woman goes to Subway all the time, and she used that little kiosk to pay. You know, they spin it around. Do you want to give me a tip? And she accidentally sent, are you listening? $7,000. $7,000 in a tip for the clerk. Okay. She went, oh my gosh, that was a mistake. No, sorry. Thanks for the seven G's. $7,000. So she went to a Bank of America and they're like, no, you authorized it. You signed for it. You clicked on it. She had a real difficult time having them credit her for this. Is that insane? That's unbelievable. So have you made this mistake? I did this once. I almost gave somebody $200 once when I wanted to give them $2. So needless to say, $7,000 tip at the Subway shop that she goes to all the time, by the way. The woman shops there all the time and spends $7 in her sandwich, and then almost did give them a $7,000 tip, and is having difficulty getting the money back. Share your thoughts if you've ever had anything like this happen to you. With Thanksgiving fast approaching, you're going to see some record travel days out there. This year, it's going to be about $1.50 less to feed a family of four than it was last year. And certain pundits are jumping up and down for that, but it's much more expensive than it was in 2019. It's just gone through the roof since then. And final story is, how much money would it take for you to consider yourself well off and comfortable? Well, millennials step forward and they say they need $525,000 a year to be comfortable. They just did a survey on this, which is insane, $525,000. And how are you going to earn this? I don't have an answer for that. Baby boomers came back and said they need $124,000 a year to be happy. Okay? So night and day difference, guys. $525,000. Yeah, I'd be happy at $525,000 too. Okay? Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And don't forget, if you want to email anything to me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And onward and upward, guys. We'll see you guys very soon.